world's most insidious medical scourges is dementia, and the projected growth in the number of people expected to become victims of the disease is quite alarming. In the UK, for example, it's estimated that by the year 2021, there'll be 1 million people with dementia, and the projections for Australia per head of population are no less worrying. In this podcast, Liz Roncesvall from Alzheimer's Australia talks about dementia from the sufferer and carer's points of view.
Dementia is an umbrella term that we use to describe basically a collection of symptoms that are caused by disorders that affect the brain. So it involves a degenerative decline in a person's ability to think and their physical abilities as well.
So when we're talking about Alzheimer's, for instance, we're talking about a form of dementia, is that right?
Correct, yes, a form or a type of dementia, yeah, absolutely.
It's often, and I gather wrongly regarded, as a disease that purely affects the elderly.
That's correct. It is more common in older people. However, it actually can affect other people. People in as young as in their 50s and even in their 40s and 30s have actually been diagnosed with dementia. Currently, there are over 321,000 people who are living with dementia here in Australia, and they expect the number to increase by about one-third to 400,000 in less than 10 years. And by the year 2050, people living with dementia is expected to reach 900,000.
Let's examine that term living with dementia, if you would, for a while, because obviously we're talking about people who are actually still living at home and being cared for by a parent or a member of the family.
Correct. So when we're talking about these statistics and living with dementia, it is people who've been diagnosed with the disease, but of course it affects many more people, the people who are caring for them are family members.
Give me some idea about the symptoms, if you would, Liz, and the stages of dementia.
The symptoms of dementia can actually include progressive and frequent memory loss. So the early signs of dementia can be quite subtle and vague, and they might not be immediately obvious to people. Often family members retrospectively will think back and see that they noticed signs some years ago. So some symptoms can be their memory loss, which most people are quite familiar with. People can also experience confusion. There can be changes in the person's personality. People can also withdraw and appear to become quite apathetic. And there's also a loss of ability to perform everyday tasks. So things that they used to be able to do without even seeming to think about them, they actually can struggle to do.
Is a sufferer of dementia aware, in fact, that this is beginning to happen? I mean, are they aware of the confusion or the lack of certainty, if you like?
Yes, absolutely. In the earlier stages, when people have what we call insight, they certainly know that there are things that are changing for them, and people will often say that they know something is wrong with them, or that I'm starting to forget things, or I'm starting to, misplace things and not remember where I've put them. So in those earlier stages, that people do notice that something has changed for them. Also, as the disease progresses, people might start to withdraw, and that can be because they start to become a bit embarrassed that they maybe can't remember people's names, or that, they worry that they won't be able, that other people might pick up that something is wrong.
Liz, has research to date produced any evidence at all to show that a certain type of lifestyle might make someone perhaps more susceptible to the onset of dementia?
No, there's unfortunately there's no known cause for dementia. So being able to predict, who may or may not, be affected by this disease is not easy for people to be able to. Doctors can't provide that information. At the end of the day, it's, there is an increased risk of, for people who are over the age of 65, particularly over the age of 85. And we encourage people to live as healthy a life as they can. So we talk more about, and we talk in terms of reducing your risk of getting dementia. So, keeping your brain active, being fit and healthy, and looking after your heart health as well.
Yes, we have heard, haven't we, some people suggesting that those people who, for instance, play chess regularly,
yes,
may be less likely to suffer dementia.
Well, it's really about reducing the risk of it or delaying the onset of the symptoms of dementia. So things like playing chess, Going to see theatre productions or doing the puzzles in the paper, socialising, they're all part of that, you know, looking after your brain and your heart. And we have a program here at Alzheimer's Australia, which is called Your Brain Matters, and that talks about these three topics in particular of keeping your brain active, being fit and healthy, and looking after your heart. And those three things all very much matter. So this goes back to that sort of heart health, really. So keeping, making sure that your blood sugar levels and your cholesterol and your weight are at healthy levels for you. So eating, a balanced diet of fruit and veggies, and, keep being mindful of your alcohol intake and caffeine intake, and making sure that you stay in regular contact with the doctor and to keep a check on your health.
In the more advanced stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, it must be very, very, very difficult for somebody caring for a dementia sufferer at home, for instance.
Absolutely. Not only are they dealing with the grief around the loss of the person, because they've changed maybe in their personality and in their behaviours, their ability to look after themselves, it's how do you manage some of those changes as well, like suddenly having to do a lot of things for somebody who used to be able to do these things on their own.
So in other words, Odd, you're saying that in some cases, in some of the most severe cases, the dementia patient reverts to the baby stage virtually.
Yeah, I think there's a phrase that one of the people, people I've worked with used, it was that they became childlike. And that was more that, they needed more help with having things done and they were not necessarily able to maybe communicate things, like if they were in pain or if they were not able to remember a word for something. So maybe they got angry and frustrated rather than being able to say, I can't remember that word, or I can't remember what you just said to me, so I can't give you the answer you're looking for.
I think you said earlier too that there can be some quite significant behavioural changes in the dementia sufferer.
Absolutely. Some of the more common behavioural changes include asking the same question over and over again. That's something that a lot of people are familiar with. Or that people lose or misplace things. They have trouble remembering recent events or information. There might be some changes in their ability to manage money. They may become more argumentative or, more irritable. They may have difficulty with things such as dressing themselves or having, or showering. Some people have, there's a lot of sleep disturbance, so not just for the person with the diagnosis but also for family members.
And I imagine too, Liz, that one of the big concerns are safety issues around the home.
Absolutely, Michael. Particularly for somebody who's maybe living on their own as well. So, safety issues around appliances, people using ladders and things when maybe they, getting into unsafe situations can be quite a worry for the person with the diagnosis as well as for their family members.
Liz Roncesvalles from Alzheimer's Australia Victoria. If you'd like more information or support, please call the National Dementia Helpline on 1800 100 500. That's 1800 100 500. I'm Michael Lynch. Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.